Welcome to an eye-opening look at Transformation in Action, a Toilark Solutions case study that's reshaping how financial services leaders think about growth.
So I've been going through this Toilark Solutions case study, and honestly, some of these numbers, they almost seem too good to be true.
Which ones jumped out?
Well, first off, millions in annual cost savings. Okay, impressive. But then they tie it directly to enabling sales teams to bring in tens of millions in new business. That connection, that's the part I'm looking at closely.
Yeah, it's quite a combination, isn't it? And it gets, you know, even more interesting when you look closer.
How so?
They're reporting a 1% overall profit margin bump without messing with their high-value services, plus a 25% improvement in billable delivery time.
Wow.
Boards would absolutely love numbers like these, and it feels less like a quick fix and more like sustainable growth.
It definitely makes you think. Because the challenges they talk about in the study, they sound, well, painfully familiar.
Like what?
Like that lack of really granular financial visibility.
Yeah.
You know? It makes it so hard to figure out where you can actually cut costs effectively. And our financial data, it just feels disconnected from how products are actually performing sometimes.
You're spot on. And these are exactly the problems we're seeing across the industry, aren't they?
Seems like it.
Think about post-acquisition integration nightmares. Siloed customer data just stalls everything, right? Cross-selling, even just basic reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, having multiple legacy systems spitting out different versions of the same customer. How many opportunities do we miss because of that?
Too many.
And operationally.
Yeah.
The case mentions 4 duplicative project management systems. Think of the licensing costs alone, millions wasted. You see this pattern everywhere in our sector.
So, all right, given those pain points are so common, how did Toilark actually pull off this transformation? What was the how?
Well, they lay it out as a kind of 3-part tech optimization journey. Started with a really comprehensive tech audit across all business units, just pinpointing where infrastructure spend could be smarter.
Right, standard first step.
Then, crucially, they built this data harmonization framework, connecting the financial data directly to product performance data. That gave them a true cost-benefit view. Finally, some clear line of sight.
Okay, audit. Harmonization, that gives visibility. But practically speaking, how did they actually stitch together data from, 5 legacy systems? That sounds challenging.
Yeah, that's often the sticking point, isn't it?
Yeah.
They built an internal master data management system, an MDM.
Oh, okay.
But not just a data lake.
Yeah.
It was designed as a central hub, unifying the critical stuff from those 5 systems into one coherent customer view. That was the key that unlocked the cross-sell planning. Suddenly they could see the whole picture.
Got it. And the operational efficiency piece. Consolidating systems is one thing, but getting everyone on board, driving adoption, that's usually the hard part.
Oh, absolutely. That's a common pain point in financial services, no doubt. They tackled it with pretty aggressive systems rationalization.
Oh.
They set up cross-functional governance teams right from the start. IT, finance, the business lines, all at the table, making sure decisions actually aligned with business needs. And critically, when choosing new vendors, they really prioritize premium transition support.
Smart. Minimize the disruption.
Exactly. That smoothed the path for consolidating those project management platforms.
The results are definitely impressive. But, you know, the cynic in me asks, is this sustainable? Or is it just a one-off success? Most firms really struggle with this exact issue, keeping the momentum going after the big push.
That's a fair question, and something I look for, too. The study itself talks about creating a sustainable foundation for continuous improvement because the data is harmonized now. And if you look at their other client results, their proof and performance stuff, you see a pattern. It's not just this one case.
Like what other examples?
Well, standardizing and automating pricing models. They claim that drove 30% profit growth and slashed, quote, delivery time by 90%. 90%. And cut out millions in billing errors.
30% profit growth. That's huge.
Right. Or using AML automation. Not just cost cutting, but freeing up analysts, getting them away from spending like 80% of their time prepping spreadsheets manually.
I have to do actual analysis, yeah.
Exactly. And client experience upgrades cutting churn by 12%, boosting NPS by 12 points. Another one boosting NPS by 70% and cutting attrition by 90% using Agile and OKRs. Even a fintech finding thousands of prospects and cutting data work by 75%. It points to something repeatable.
Okay. Okay. That breadth is Well, it's compelling. Still feels like a massive undertaking for any company, though. The sheer effort involved.
Yes, it's a significant effort, no question. But the consistency across these different results suggests it's the strategic approach and the integrated solutions doing the heavy lifting, not just luck or unique circumstances.
You know, it really sounds like Jake Kotlar over at Toilark Solutions genuinely understands this space. He seems to get the deep operational headaches we all face.
I'd agree. He definitely seems to have a solid grasp. And actually, if you're curious for more detail, they have that ready-to-drive growth form right on the bottom of the page on their site. Might be worth a look, see how it could apply to us.